Blog Talk Radio.
Another wonderful opportunity, and we thank you for tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. You were listening to Vicki Yoway. I'm at peace. How many are at peace today? How many have peace in your home, peace in your mind, peace in your finances, peace in your body, peace in your soul? I'm at peace. That's what that song said. Beautiful, beautiful song. Amen. We just bless the Lord for all of his goodness and all of his mercies and truly all of his tender loving kindness. I'm always reminded of a song Lady Carol Adams sang, "Who wouldn't serve a God like this?" I tell you, the God that we serve, he is truly amazing. Not one time, but at all times. Amen. So we thank God for, again, another opportunity to greet you in the matchless name of Jesus. And to all of our listeners on blogtalkradio.com, we say praise ye the Lord. Thank you for tuning in throughout this week. And I tell you, God knows how to climax a thing. Can't nobody do it like God. Amen. And we're excited again to have another wonderful, powerful, anointed man of God with us on this afternoon to share the word of God with us. Our destiny focus again is the benefits of fasting and prayer. And this is our second week into this. This is about our 11th day on this 21-day fast. I'm a little hoarse and, you know, fighting it. You know, the weather's been changing and what have you. But I feel good down in my spirit. I feel good down in my spirit. And I tell you, anytime I have an opportunity to lift up my voice and give God some praise, I'm going to do just that. Amen. So we're just so happy to have Evangelist Kim with us on this afternoon, and we're going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer. I tell you, God has been ministering daily to us, and he has just been feeding our spirit, and I tell you, that's what we need in this day. This natural food, as all of the speakers have spoken so eloquently, you know, there's so much toxin and so much poison and so much chemicals in the food that we're consuming on today, and that's why many of us are sick. Hallelujah. But if we can go back to this word, if we can go back to feasting on this word every day of our life, I tell you, it'll change your physical man and it'll change your spiritual man. In the name of Jesus. So I'm going to ask Evangelist Kinnaman to open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to get right on into our broadcast-style speaker on today and everything that God has prepared on this day, the 17th day of January. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Kinnaman.
Praise God. God bless you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, as we know how. God, we thank you for your spirit, Lord, that abides within us, God. We thank you, God. We praise your mighty name. But, God, there is no one like you, God, of all the earth. God, we give you glory. We magnify your name above every name. And, Lord, you said every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And, Lord, we abide down, Lord, unto your word. Lord, we honor ourselves in the mighty hand of God. And, God, we thank you, God, giving us a mind to honor this body and putting on a suggestion, Lord. And hallelujah, and God, you come in and take control of our mind, God, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, to you for your Holy Spirit, God, to divide the dies inside of us, God, divide it in our hearts. And God, we thank you, God, for this blessed day, a day we never seen before. And God, we give you all the glory and honor and the praise. God, you said in your word, pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. God, we have a mind to pray. We have a mind to seek your will, God. Keep us, Lord, humble before you. Keep our mind elevated on you, Lord. No matter what's going around us, Lord. No matter what the world looks like. And no matter, God, keep our mind on you, God. Because, Lord, you said we keep our mind on you, God. You'll keep us in perfect peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your peace that passes all understanding. Oh, Lord, bless the speaker today, God. Have your mighty way through the man of God. Oh, God, you know what your people need today. Oh, God, Jesus, touch him, Lord, from the top of his head to the sole of his foot. God, Jesus, your anointing is strong. Your anointing is powerful. Then it is to ask for it. Oh, God, Jesus, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord, through him. Hallelujah. Speak the unborn word of the living God. Hallelujah. That our soul may be blessed. And, Lord,
glorify you. We always, God, give you thanks. We always look into you, Lord, because where our help comes from you is from you, Lord Jesus. And we say amen to your holy word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Kinnaman. I tell you, if you didn't feel that, something wrong with you. Hallelujah, something is wrong. By way of announcements, let me just get this announcement out of the way for those that have tuned in early. And sometimes you have to click off a little bit earlier than expected. So I want to share with you that Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, a good friend of mine, is hosting her third annual Women of Prayer Fellowship. And her theme is A Fresh God Encounter. And the guest speaker is Pastor Brenda James of Tabernacle of Praise, Richmond, California. And this will be held this Saturday, January the 19th at 9 o'clock a.m. up until 2 o'clock p.m. And there's also a luncheon in this women's conference. And the donation for those tickets are $25. Amen. And it will be held at the Holiday Inn Express at 9175 West Stockton Boulevard, Elk Grove, California. And the phone number for that hotel is area code 916-478-9000. And you can MapQuest it and get the directions. So if you're in the northern or southern California area, please come out and support. We're looking to have a marvelous time. And when we say prayer, if you know Prophetess Harrison, when she say prayer, she's going to do just that. So come out expecting to pray and look to God and continue to ask the Lord to remember every prayer request that we put before him. Amen. Also, we'd like to take a moment to invite you to the Faith, Prayer, and Miracles Conference, and that is going to be held on next week, January the 23rd through the 25th. And it will be held at our speaker today's church. And that's none other than my pastor, Dr. Kenneth Burford. Amen. And you don't want to miss this conference. I'm telling you, if you believe in miracles, if you have faith, hallelujah, and if you know how to pray, this is a conference that you don't want to miss. There will be some morning sessions starting at 10 o'clock a.m., and the nightly evening sessions are at 7 o'clock p.m., and Dr. Burford will be ministering, and also he have another host of speakers that will be there, and I'll give him an opportunity to let you know that. The registration for this conference is $30, and that's 3 days of some information on prayer, miracles, and faith that you cannot afford to miss. Amen. And this will be held at Christ Redeeming Center, 2281 East Main Street. And that's in the city of Stockton, California, 95205. Once again, that's 2281 East Main Street, Stockton, California, 95205. And he is on Facebook. So you can look at Christ Redeeming Center Facebook page and see that information on there regarding this Faith, Miracles, and Prayer Conference. Amen. So we want you to be attentive to those announcements. And it's a wonderful thing. The Bible says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So it's always wonderful when we can go and support and be a blessing to our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. But we're going to get right on into the word today. So with no further ado, I tell you this man of God that is going to be ministering for us today, he is no stranger to this broadcast, and he's no stranger to our listeners and even to my family and I. He is an awesome man of God that loves the Lord with all of his heart mind, body, and soul. And I tell you, he's a magnificent teacher. He's a magnificent preacher, and he knows this word. Amen. So it gives us great pleasure to have him with us today. And we thank God for him taking out of his busy schedule. You know, when you're getting ready to do conferences and you have Bible class and you have Sunday service and you have other engagements through the week, you know, it can get a little taxing. Amen. But I tell you, God is able to replenish, because God always takes care of those that honor him and those that are working in his vineyard. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for this evening, and that's none other than Pastor Dr. Kenneth E. Burford of Christ Redeeming Center, Stockton, California. God bless you, Dr. Burford. How are you today? Amen, amen. Dr. Burford? Okay, man, his line on mute, but we'll give him time. Dr. Burford? To respond. You know, sometimes many times we have no control over the airwaves, but we bind those spirits today that will come to try to hinder this broadcast. Amen. I see his mic is open. Amen. Kansas Kinnaman?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay, I know everything is working if I hear Evangelist Kinnaman. Amen. So, we're talking about the benefits of fasting and prayer. I'm waiting on Dr. Burford. Dr. Burford? Okay. Amen. Maybe I need to give him a text and let him know that we're waiting for him, if he can see it on his phone. Okay. Bear with us, people of God. Hey, glory to God. The Bible says when you would do good, evil is always present. But we moving on. Amen, amen. Until we can hear him. Evangelist Kinnaman?
Oh, yes, I'm on.
All right, I don't know. He just dropped off. Okay, so maybe he'll come on back on. But let me tell you, just share with you a little, and I'll ask Evangelist Kinnaman. Can you kind of give us a definition of what benefits? Can you break down that word benefits for us, Evangelist Kinnaman, while we're waiting on our speaker?
Benefit is something that God said we can have. It's a benefit. A benefit is something we haven't earned. It's something that's given to us through the Spirit of God. I'm not talking about the world way, but the Spirit of God is a benefit. From God, this benefit. The benefit to, we have benefit to pray. We have a benefit to read his word. We have a lot of benefits God has given us that we didn't deserve, but it came from Christ. I'm talking about in the spiritual realm, not talking about the world benefits. And so God has placed in our hearts the benefits given us through his word.
Okay.
It's just like, you know, you go to a job and they have a lot of benefits for you working with that floor, the boss, and there's some benefits, right, for you working. It's the same thing that we are in the body of Christ. We are working out our soul salvation. And through the word of God, there are some benefits for working
amen,
for the
amen.
Kingdom of
well,
Christ, his kingdom.
Okay, we see our speaker back on the line. Let's see how his line is here now. Dr. Burford? Okay.
His line is not open?
Just a moment. His line is open, but he's getting a little staticky on his end. Okay, we gonna talk about this word today. We won't be defeated. Okay, Dr. Burford. Okay, he's having some difficulty. I don't know where he is, if he's home or if he's driving or moving, but he's having some difficulty. Oh, at the church. Amen. Just a moment, people of God. Okay. He may be having some static where he is. He's at his church. Amen. So we're gonna keep on moving until I can get a response from him. The line is open. So, you know, this is Block Talk again. This is man-made. And anytime we're dealing with God, with man has made, we can expect some difficulty. But guess what? Everything God made was good and very good. Thank God for in his presence is in the chat room with us today. And again, we're waiting. We're trying to get some clearance for our speaker to come on. Okay. Your line is open. You know, I was sharing with somebody on yesterday, someone made a statement saying, you know, and this is just me, that, you know, that they were going back and take what the devil took from them. And as I saw that in black and white, I said, wait a minute. Mindset is everything. You know, the devil haven't took anything from us. He's a defeated foe. A defeated foe has no authority. A defeated foe has no power. A defeated foe is just what it says. It's somebody that have lost the battle, somebody that don't have no strength, somebody that we don't even have to concern ourselves with. If we stay focused on Jesus, you know what? He doesn't divide. He doesn't separate. He doesn't confuse. He don't abuse. He don't lie. He don't cheat. He don't deceive. Hey, God has our back. And that's why we struggle so. Because we have challenges ourselves. We have to get in this word and know that we are. We can't just state these scriptures. We can't just quote these scriptures and don't apply them to our lives. We have to know that we can do all things. We got to know. The devil ain't took nothing from me, honey. Because guess what? He could never take the promises of God. God's promises, the Bible say, are sure. So if God's promises is sure, we can rest in the Lord and know that the enemy haven't stole anything from us. We give the enemy. We give him our life. We give him our troubles. We give him our our fears. You know, that's what we do. We allow him. We speak negative things out of our mouth, and that's what the enemy, that's what he uses to his advantage. Oh, but stop saying the devil stole anything. Stop saying he took something from you. Jesus said, I came that you might have life. Jesus has given us life. He has given us an opportunity. Amen. Dr. Burford? Hanya the Moshiach. Dr. Burford. Still trying to get him. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, we're going to move on. I don't know the difficulties. He's having some difficulties with his phone. Can you hear me, Dr. Burford? He may can hear me, but I can't hear him. But his line is open, and as soon as I hear his voice, I'll let him chime on in. He is our speaker for today, Dr. Kenneth Burford. Amen, amen. So anyway, as we begin to look into the scripture, we're talking about fasting. We're talking about praying. What is fasting? What is fasting? You know, and as we begin to define that word fast, and begin to get into the scriptures, and we begin to think of what God expects of us when we begin to fast. Fasting is to abstain. It's to abstain. And you can, there are all manner of ways that you can achieve and accomplish your goal when you begin to fast. You can fast from water. You can fast from food. You can fast from someone looking at some of your favorite TV shows. You can fast and say, well, Lord, I'm not going to read no a funny magazine. I'm going to get in this word. You can fast and say, I'm going to deny this flesh of the pleasures that it enjoys every day. But you have to have some objectives. You have to have some, you have to set some goals. You just don't want to fast for naught. You want to fast and you want to know that God, hallelujah, is going to honor whatever you petition him for. And also, guess what? Fasting, as the speakers have spoke on these past 2 weeks, fasting bring you into a better, more intimate relationship with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It'll clear your vision. It'll clear your hearing. It'll clear your heart. It'll remove all this toxins out of your body. Amen. Fasting will allow you to be who you are in the beginning, before Adam sinned. It'll allow you to be transparent with your God. It'll allow you to take a look at yourself. Many times we look at others, but we don't look at ourselves. The Bible says, how can you see? How can you tell your brother about the mote in his eye and you have a beam in yours? Hallelujah. So fasting will help us. Fasting will give us a different mindset. We, you know, some of us think so little of ourselves because of the challenges of life. We don't know what today is going to bring. We don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know where I'll be at the 4 o'clock hour. I may plan to be in Oakland, but something may happen that caused my plan to be interrupted. Amen? Amen. So we have to learn how to say, if it's the Lord's will, I'll do dust and dust. I'll be here. If it's the Lord's will, our will is not the Lord's will. Hallelujah. The Bible says our ways are not his will. Dr. Burford, I'm still waiting on Dr. Burford. The devil is a lie. Hey, yeah, no more shots. He ain't feeling this word today. Hey, somebody out in radio land needs to hear. Somebody's on a 21-day fast. Somebody's almost coming off their 21-day fast. Today is January the 17th. Amen, amen. And I tell you, I'm giving God some praise. I'm going to give him glory because I didn't know I would be here in the year 2013. Amen. And because of that, I give him glory. Because of that, I'm going to give him a dedicated life. How are you going to dedicate your life to the Lord? Well, you dedicate your life to the Lord by obeying. You have to be obedient. The Bible says obedience without sacrifice. Obedience is better, excuse me, than sacrifice. So I don't care if you deny your flesh and you starve in your flesh. Excuse me one second. Came here, Dr. Burford at home. Excuse me one second. Bear with me. Oh, bless your name. Ah, glory to God. Okay, God bless you, God bless you. So as I was saying, it is always, it's relevant that we obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So you can deny your flesh, starve it of food, starve it of water, starve it of all the pleasures that you daily engage in. But I tell you this. If you're not obedient to God's word, then guess what? Your sacrificing and fasting is in vain because you got to be obedient to the word. Obedience. God loves obedience. Yes, he's going to reward us for the sacrifices that we make. Yes, he's going to reward us when he sees us pushing back the plate. Yes, he's going to reward us when he sees us daily getting into this word, studying to show ourselves approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Yes, God is going to bless you. He's going to reward you, but you have to be obedient. You have to be obedient. Now, let me say this. Hallelujah. Let me say this. We are not perfect, but we're striving for perfection. None of us have made it. We're saved by grace. We're saved by grace. And guess what? Sometimes we have to take little small steps. If you're not accustomed to fasting, I would not advise you to go on a 21-day fast, ill-advised. You sit down and you talk with somebody. If you've never been on a 2-, 3-, 4-day fast without nothing, I mean not consuming nothing, no water, no bread, no mints, no nothing, a solemn fast without nothing, honey, if you have not disciplined yourself, then you won't be able to do it. They may have to take you to the hospital. And see, when you begin to get or go on these fasts, you have to consult God. You have to consult God. Dr. Burford? Okay, Dr. Burford, we can't hear him today. God, I bless you today. Okay, amen. So you have to consult God. Ask God what he's calling for. Let's go. Let's go to Isaiah. Ah, God, I bless you today. You know, God is a wonderful God. He want to do something for us, Evangelist Kinnaman. God would that none of us would perish, but that all of us would come into a life of standing. Hey, glory to God. Let's start. We're going to go on and start at the top. We don't see our speaker today, but we're going to go on and try to at least speak and give you all something from the Lord. Amen. Isaiah 58, and we're going to start at verse 1. And Isaiah was giving God some true worship. He was telling the people how to be blessed and how to have true worship. Amen. Let me see that. Dr. Burford? Okay, keep dropping off. He keep dropping off. I think it's maybe his cell phone and in the area he's in. I'm not sure. But it reads, cry aloud. We're in Isaiah 58. Cry aloud. Spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression. That's what the Lord is telling Isaiah. And the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. As a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask me of the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted? Listen, Isaiah said, wherefore have we fasted, say they. He said, this is what the people are saying, and thou seest not. You're fasting, but you yet can't see. And therefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge. We're afflicting our soul, but we're not learning anything. Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. See, fasting is not going to give you the pleasures that you would normally have if you were eating and if you were consuming the things of this world. It won't do that. It won't do that. Fasting causes you to humble yourself. It afflicts this flesh and make it more appreciative to the God that has given us life. Amen. It says, behold, you fast for strife. I've been saying, what you fasting for? You fasting to keep arguing with one another, to keep debating with one another? Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. In verse 5, say, he asks a question. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Would thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. This is what this fast is going to do. It's going to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. So when we begin to fast, we want the bands of wickedness to be loosed. We want to undo these heavy burdens that's upon us because of the world that we live in. Amen. We want to let the oppressed go free. And we want every yoke. We don't want it broken, but we want it destroyed today. I'm not going to break anything, because anything you break, you can try to mend it and put it back together again. But we want to destroy that yoke of bondage. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to the house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then Isaiah says, shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy help shall bring forth speedily. So your light, there's going to be some light in your life. Where you're crying in the darkness, God going to reveal some light. Hey, it's going to break forth as the morning, and your health, you're going to be revived in your spirit again. Amen. You're going to be revived in your spirit again. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. So we're going to get rewarded for the sacrifices that we're making on this 21 day. God is going to reward us, not with the houses and the land, not with the best of the land. All of these things God already promised to us. He said these things, if you delight yourself in the Lord, I will give you the desires of your heart. He said, I am a rewarder to those that diligently seek me. I won't withhold no good thing from you, but you got to let me know how much you love me. And if you love me, you obey my commandments. If you love me, you'll teach your neighbor right. If you love me, you'll put away your idols. You'll worship the true and living God. You say, Sister Bernard, I don't have any idols. Well, I'm here to tell you, yes, you do. We have idols in our life. We have idols in our home. Our children have become our idols. Our cars and our houses have become our idols. Our bank accounts have become our idols. Our wardrobe have become our idols. The television have become our idols. Yes, Lord, the form of godliness, that's an idol too. Hey, because guess what? We're professing God with our lips, but our heart is far from him. People of God, today we're talking about the benefits of fasting and prayer. There's some benefits in fasting. There's some benefits in crying out to the Lord. Verse 9, we're in Isaiah 58 for the caller that just tuned in. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Sometimes we have to afflict this body. We have to afflict this flesh. If you go over to Matthew, let's turn in. We're going to come right back here to Isaiah. Let's go to Matthew chapter 17, and we're going to read a little bit today. Our speaker, I had some difficulties with his phone. Amen. Yes, and I'm telling you, when you afflict this body, you afflict this flesh, hallelujah, you're going to have to do something. We can't just say, Lord, I'm not eating today and that's it. Hey, fasting without prayer will not work. You have to pray when you fast. You have to separate yourself. Find yourself in a different place in your home. Have some solitude where you can meditate upon the word and where you can lay out before God and call on him. Hey, you're the Messiah. Let's start at verse 14 because you have to get the moral of this story. These kind, hey, hallelujah. Verse 14, in Matthew 17, verse 14 said, and this is Jesus when he was talking to his disciples, and the father had a son that was a lunatic, and they brought him to the disciples, and they could not cure the man. Amen. Let's listen at what happened. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic. What you mean? He's lunatic. You know, his mind is not right. He just, there's some seducing spirits that come and begin to whisper to this young man, and they vex him sore. And it said, and sore vexed him, for all times he fallen into the fire and off into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Hey, this story is over in the book of Mark also. Amen. There's two mentions of this particular incident. It's in the book of Mark, but I'm reading out the book of Matthew on today. Verse 17 says, then Jesus answered and said, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I offer you? How long, excuse me, shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? They're asking Jesus, what happened, Lord? You have given us power to cast out demons. You have given us power to lay hands on the sick. Why can't we cast cast him out. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, you didn't believe you could do it. Because when you should have been somewhere fasting, when you should have been somewhere reading your word, when you should have been somewhere praying, y'all was laughing and playing among yourself. Hallelujah. But Jesus went on. He said, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. But listen at the key verse right here. In verse 21 says, how be it, that's what Jesus said, how be it, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Jesus said, this don't go out, but by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting, people of God. We have to pray. We have to fast. Turn to the book of Mark. And this same story, in the book of Mark, chapter 9. I hear you, Lord. I hear you. Wasn't prepared today, but God said, be ye pray. Be instant in season and out of season. Now let's look at verse 24. Let's start right there. No, let's go up to verse 23 in the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. We got to believe. We just can't speak this out of our mouth, people of God. People that are the saints of God, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. This is the same father in the book of Matthew. He said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thine mine own belief. He said, I believe, Lord, and that's where I'm falling short. Help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked that foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee. Look at the authority. Look at how Jesus is speaking with power. He said, come out of him and enter no more into him. We can't play with these demons. You can't call out no demon, Evangelist Kinnaman. You can't call out no demon, Sister Dawn. You can't call out no demon being passive. You can't say, oh, come out in the name of God. No, you got to speak to that demon with some authority. You got to speak to that demon with some power. Jesus said, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and it came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted the boy up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. We have to pray, people of God. We have to pray, and I'm telling you on today, don't stop praying while you on this fast. You can't be ripping and running everywhere. You can't be involved in all kind of activities. You have to become silent. You have to get in a place where you can commune with God, and God can commune with you. You see, many times we talk to the Lord, but we don't have the patience to wait up on him. We don't have the patience to wait for God to answer us. We don't have the patience to wait for God to start talking back to us. Hallelujah, because after we pray about 30 minutes, we tired. This flesh is tired. Well, I've got to pray about 30 minutes. I got to come out of here. I need some water. I need this. I need that. Well, the devil is a lie. You don't need nothing but this word. After Jesus has fasted, hallelujah, and he came out of the wilderness, hallelujah, and the devil came to him and took him out and put him on a mountain, hallelujah, and said, knew he was hungry, and began to try to talk to Jesus. And Jesus said, hallelujah, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. Jesus used the scripture. See, we got to put the word on the enemy. Hallelujah. Because the word, David said, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We got to put this word. We got to speak the word. Watch what you say out your mouth. The Bible says the best power in the tongue. You got to speak life out your mouth. Amen, amen. You got to speak life out your mouth. You all weren't on the line on yesterday, but I shared a little bit, and I'm going to share with those that just on the line for the first time today. Hey, we're fasting, we'll do for you. I was in my flesh, and I'm telling on myself because the Lord spoke to me, and I had to go and pick up my son from by his friend's house, and I had given him 25, 30 minutes advance notice. Jesus. And when I got there, that was Sunday. And I you're in church all day, and you know you're fasting, and this flesh ain't got too much tolerance. You know, once you begin to kill it, once you begin to crucify, Jesus, it don't have too much life. That's why you got to stay in this word. That's why you got to pray. But guess what? I was tired in my body, and I didn't feel like sitting around waiting. So I left him. Hey, no more shot. And I said, you get home the best way you know how. Okay. And so after I did that, do you know when I went into my secret closet and began to pray, the Lord started dealing with me. And I tell you, he spoke just as though he was right there with me. And he said, now, would you even call Evangelist Lucilla name? He called Evangelist Lucilla, and he said, now, would you have left me, Evangelist Lucilla? Wouldn't you have had more patience to wait on Evangelist Lucilla? You wouldn't have just drove off and left her stranded. So why did you do him that? That's what the Lord began to speak to me. And I said, Lord, help me, Jesus. And that's when I begin to say, Lord, it's not my brother this morning. It's not my sister. But it's me, oh, Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. I need some help, Lord. Help me. See, when God show you yourself out here, the most shot, all you can do is say, yes, Lord, that's me. When the Lord sent Nathan to David after he had sinned, hallelujah, Nathan had to give him a story and tell him about what had transpired with a man and how this man was so ugly and so mean. And Nathan began to tell David the story, and David said, oh, who did that? He is the responsible. Who did that? And Nathan said, you are that man. You are that man. So when the Lord shows you yourself, hey, you are that woman. You are that man. And I felt so bad. I felt so bad. But still, I wouldn't apologize. I wouldn't apologize. And my grandson, the next day, he was so furious with me. And he said, I didn't do anything, Granny. He said, all you had to do is wait a few more minutes. I was almost there. And so the Lord touched him, and Tuesday night. Yes, it was Tuesday night. My grandson came on in, and he said, Granny, I was laying down, and I'm trying to fake like I'm sleeping. I know I wasn't asleep. So he came on in there. Show you how the Lord will work on those that you offend and you that offend. God has worked that thing out. And so he came on in and he said, Grandma, I need to talk to you. And he said, you need to sit up. And he grabbed my hands and tears began to well up in his eyes. And he said, I'm sorry. He told me how much he loved me and he's sorry about what happened and what have you. And then I apologized. And I said, and I accept your apology, and I apologize because I could have exercised a little more patience. I could have been a little more frugal. Amen? Amen. So God will show you yourself. And I'm telling you, those that are on the line today and those of you in radio land that have taken on this task, I won't call it a task. It's a responsibility. We got a responsibility to give, to pray, to fast, to love, to obey. That's our responsibility. And if you have taken on this responsibility, I'm telling you, don't let a day go by when you don't read this word. Don't let a day go by that you don't pray. Don't let a day go by that you don't intercede for someone else. I'm reading a book now called This Scarlet Cord, and it's the love story of Rahab. And I tell you, it's a very interesting book. I bought it yesterday. And I'm almost halfway through it, and so interesting. And I tell you, when you really commit yourself to the plan, and you know, I plan for Dr. Burford to be on this line today, and he was here on time. But he's having problems getting on in his cell phone. All he could hear is ringing. That's all he could hear, and he was at the church. Amen. So I tell you, I thank God today because he was still able to feed us on today, and we're talking about the benefits of fasting and prayer. We gave our announcement. I want you all to tune in tomorrow. And I hope this young man that's going to be with us tomorrow, Apostle Jamel Tremel, hallelujah, his first name rhymes with his last name, Apostle Jamel Tremel. And he's from Open Heaven Outreach International Ministries in Valley, Alabama. He's pastoring one church in two locations. And he's a young man that called us, and, you know, we talked with his executive assistant, and we set it up for him to come on and minister on Blog Talk Radio. I tell you, God is doing something, people of God. God is doing something. We're not going out soliciting nobody. God is bringing new people into the fold. They're not new to God. They're just new to us. Hallelujah. Because remember, he said, I got 7,000 ain't even bowed. Okay, so God said, I have people that you know not of. So you better quit judging folks. Quit judging folks. Take a look at yourself. I don't care if it's Baptist, Methodist, Pentecost, whatever religion they are subscribing to. If they love the Lord, you better accept them in your heart. You better treat them right. Hallelujah. When God began to deal with Peter in the book of Acts, you know, Peter was a proud, and, you know, he was a Hebrew, and he was an Israelite, and he was, you know, they didn't mix with everybody. And Peter began to say what he wasn't going to eat. And then the Lord dealt with him. And the Lord said, Peter, never call what I have created contaminated. Never call it foul or disgusting. Hallelujah. You know why? Because Peter was getting ready to be a witness to the Gentiles. Uh-huh. And you know, we were considered dogs. We were considered dogs. Hallelujah. But we all know the story. After the Jews rejected Jesus, the Messiah, huh? And I'm asking the Lord, I want to ask the Lord, Lord, these folks have rejected you, but you still say, Israel, here's my people. You say, I'm a saint have all this at once. God, you have to help me, Lord. Open up my understanding. Hallelujah. So Peter, God told Peter, don't call what I have called unclean. So, you know, we judge people because they're not in the same church that we're in. Now, wait a minute. Let me rephrase that. They're not in the same building that we in, Lady Cal. They're not worshiping in the same edifice we're in. So they're not saved. We better stop going around talking about who ain't saved and who is saved. You better work on yourself. The Bible says save yourself from this untoward generation. Take a look like Michael Jackson said. I'm looking at the woman in the mirror. I'm telling her to change her ways. So I'm looking at Adrian today. I'm saying, Adrian, you got to change your ways. Adrian, you got to adhere to the principles of God. Adrian, you got to love her. Adrian, you got to be a little more long-suffering. Adrian, you got to have more temperance. Adrian, you got to have more joy. You got to exercise more faith, more gentleness, more meekness, more kindness. You got to have some patience, Adrian. I didn't have enough patience to wait on Nino. Hallelujah. He ain't saved. He been baptized in Jesus' name, but he don't have the Holy Ghost. Well, I don't think he do. Okay, let me stop that. Because he might have the Holy Ghost. But the Bible said these signs, you're going to know them by this fruit. And if you say you are who you say you are, then I need to see some signs. I need to see some visible fruit manifested in your life. If I don't see the fruit, then I begin to question who you say you are. How about the men were trying to deceive, hallelujah, was trying to deceive the master. And he said, wait a minute. I know Paul. I know Jesus, but who are you? That was the Spirit. That was the Spirit speaking because he wanted to expose them. He wanted to expose them. Those seven sons of Sceva. They were trying to get something for nothing. But see, God knows who you are. He knows who you are. As I close, I'm reminded we're talking about the benefits of fasting and prayer. These kind come out by fasting and prayer. Amen. And I tell you in my closing, as I begin to just think, as I talked about when they said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know, but who are you? Amen. I'm reminded how Saul went to the witch, went and consulted with the witch, and he tried to disguise himself. But you can't fool God, baby. You can't fool God. God has a record. God knows where you are. He knows your thoughts from before all. He, before your thought even entered your mind, God already knew it, First Lady. We don't hide from God. He went to that witch. But the Lord, the Holy Ghost spoke through the witch and said, you're not who you say you are. Hallelujah. You're not, because he had already sent out a decree. If anybody did any fortune telling in the land, they were going to be put to death. So the woman feared for her life. But the Lord spoke to her. The Lord revealed it to her who Saul was. People of God, God know who we are. He sees us on this path. He sees some of us slipping and sliding, but that's okay. That's okay. You might slip, and some of us are on medication. We may have to eat a little bit more. It's all right, but be honest with God. And guess what? The next day, get back to your routine. Get back to the ritual. We're on this path for an objective. We won't our children to be saved. We want our homes to be, that we want some contentment in our home. We don't want to be into no chaos and confusion because the Bible said where there's enmity and strife, there's every evil one. We want some changes in the nation. We want some changes in the laws and the government. See, when you begin to fast, the atmosphere changes. Your environment changes because you take off a different mindset. Amen, amen. We have about 7 callers on the line today. Amen, and we thank God for you all tuning in with us on this evening. We're going to go and open up the lines, and again, we sincerely apologize. We sincerely apologize. Dr. Burford was with us, but he had problems with his phone, and when he would call in, all he could hear is the wind. He never heard our voice, and we could never hear him. So he dropped off 3 or 4 times. So I want you all to know we honor. When we tell you somebody's going to be on this line, we have honest women and men of God that show up. We have honest men and women of God that show up on this line. So if they are scheduled to speak, and guess what? We don't have nothing. We can't pay them. We don't have no monetary blessings. But God rewards them. God rewards them. And I thank God for the women and men, the women and men that God have allowed to grace this line. Now, tomorrow is a young man that we don't know, but we can, his spirit and all are kindred. Amen. And he's from Open Heaven International, Open Heaven Outreach International Ministries out of Valley, Alabama. He has 2 churches. Amen. 1 church, excuse me, in 2 locations. So he'll be with us tomorrow. His name is Apostle Jamel Tramiel. Amen. And he's about 42 years old. And if you want to go to his website, you can visit that at Open Heaven Outreach International Ministry.com.org. Amen. And you can see a profile on it, but we will give you the bio on tomorrow. That'll be Friday. And we're closing out with the benefits of fasting and prayer. Now, I don't know how the Lord going to move next week. I can't tell you. I don't know if our destiny focus is going to remain the same. But I tell you, we're going to the 27th with this fast. Amen. So if the Lord wants us to continue with the benefits of fasting and prayer, we're going to do just that. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go to, amen, area code 303, and I'm familiar with the area code. I don't know if this Minister Tillman. The last 4 number is 9084, so we're going to greet you, caller. God bless you on today. Amen. Who am I speaking with? Area code 30. Go ahead. Who am I speaking with? Amen. Your line is open, caller.
Try internet first. I usually click the E first. Want me to do that? Click the E.
Who is? Give us your name. Can you give us your name, caller?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Who am I speaking with?
Praise the Lord, Sister Rose.
Oh, praise the Lord, this is Minister Rose Tillman.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you too, Sister.
Okay,
I'm Sister Janet. I'm one of the members with Sister Rose over here. She's just on a line right quickly. She wanted me to let you know she's here with you.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I'll try to come back to her if she's able to give us a word.
Amen. Beautiful word.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen. Well, thank you. What's your name?
I'm Sister Janet.
Sister Janet. Well, God bless you, Sister Janet, and the work that you're doing there in Denver, Colorado.
Yes, God is good.
Tillman.
He's good.
We are excited about Highway and Hedges Ministries there in Denver, Colorado. So God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. I'll try to come back to Minister Tillman.
Okay. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We're going to area code 916, and the last 4 of your number is 5442. Can you greet us?
Good afternoon, Sister T. How are you?
Praise the Lord, Sister T. How you doing, sweetheart? We're wonderful.
Oh, Oh, I'm blessed and favored of the Lord. I thank God for life today. It's beautiful. I thank God
Amen.
That I tried to get in. I called back about 8 times until I got in. So God is good.
So we're having some difficulties. Dr. Burford was scheduled to speak, and he was on the line, and he called in about 3 or 4 times. So that's some difficulties with Blog Talk Radio, but I see why so many of our callers, not only even Sister Millie, was supposed to be with us today because she texted me, but I didn't see a lot of our callers today, so there's some technical difficulties with the Blog Talk Radio, you all, and that's why Dr. Burford wasn't able to speak on today. So we just thank God for those of you all that kept trying, and that's what you have to do. If you're experiencing difficulties calling in, just keep on dialing in, because I experience that sometimes. That's why I try to get on the line 5 or 10 minutes early in case there's some difficulty I'm on, because I don't want to be dialing in when I'm scheduled to go on the air at 2 minute mark. Amen. So call
Amen.
In a little bit early and keep on calling, like Sister T said, she was persistent in her efforts. Amen. So God bless you, Sister T.
Yeah, God bless you as well. All is well. God is so good. So after I talked to you guys yesterday, I went out and I've been doing outreach in the area around 98th Avenue. So it's much needed. And I thank God for the covering that the saints put on me the other day. So thank you.
Amen, amen. And you know we're here for one another. So I tell you at the 1 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday, we're on this line. Saturday, we're on at 5 a.m. in the morning, and that's 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my girlfriend out of North Carolina, she hosts a segment called They Overcame. And it's about testimonies. So those that's in California, if you're able to rise 5 in the morning and you have a powerful testimony, tune in on Saturday mornings with her. And on Sunday morning, we're here for 30 minutes of corporate prayer, 30 minutes only. And we come on this line at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for 30 minutes, and we just lift up our voices and we begin to intercede and travail for the nation,
Amen.
For our families, for our homes, for our leaders. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for you, Sister T. God bless you. Are you able to come to the prayer conference for Prophetess Harrison this weekend?
Where is that going to be located?
It's going to be in Elk Grove. It's going to be in
Elk
Grove. It's going at 9 in the morning.
I'm not for sure because I'm in Oakland, California right now. So.
Well, call me after we get off the airline, after we get off the airwaves.
Okay,
right.
I will. Thank you.
Amen, amen. We're going to Evangelist Cummins. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm doing just fine. I enjoyed that word from the Lord. And God bless. We're praying for you and just want the Lord to just continually to bless like he's blessing. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I wanted to ask you, are you all doing your missionary annual this month?
Yes, we are. We're doing it next Saturday.
Next Saturday
is our missionary annual.
Next Saturday would be what, the 26th?
The 26th. The 26th of January. It's going to
be
at the Proud Bird. Huh?
The Proud Bird.
It's gonna, at the Proud Bird,
Okay. I didn't hear, I didn't get any information this year pertaining to it, so I wanted to know who is your speaker.
We got Elder Gentry.
Elder Gentry, powerful man of God. Amen. Well, God bless you. I'm looking to be down there. I don't know if I'll make it to the annual, but I am looking to be down there at the end of this month or early February. So God bless you. We love you.
All right. Our Revival starts Thursday and Friday night.
What day is that?
That's I think 23rd and 24th. No, the 24th and the 25th, I think. That's a revival.
Okay, yeah. Now I'm talking to Evangelist, my good friend, Evangelist Earlene Cummins, and she is one of the daughters of Bishop Winston Singleton, and we all know Dr. Winston Singleton, his son. And she has been a daughter for a long time under that ministry. And they have a missionary annual that they sponsor each year. And they do a little revival to kick off the missionary annual. So that is January the 23rd and 24th. And that is going to be
the 24th and the 25th. The 24th and the 25th.
The 24th
the Thursday
and Friday.
Yeah, the 24th and the 25th. Yeah, and we're going to have, we have our revival. That's our missionary revival. So we're looking to have a great time in the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm one of the elder daughters there at over at Greater Bethlehem Temple. I call myself one of the elder daughters.
One of the elder daughters. Okay, well, God bless you. You elder daughter. You've been there a long, long time. And great
well, if the Lord carry, it'll be 38 years in November I've been there.
Lord have mercy. 38 years in one ministry. Now, I salute you today myself. So I'm giving you your Lifetime Achievement Award today. Amen. Greater Bethlehem Temple Church is located at 1010 East Hyde Park. And that's in the city of Inglewood, California. And the zip is 90302. We have some listeners that call from Los Angeles, Evangelist Cummins. So you don't want to miss. Go to that revival. Elder Gentry is a beautiful, he's an anointed young man of God. And I tell you, you will be blessed. So that's at Bishop Winston L. Singleton at Greater Bethlehem Temple Church, 1010 Eastside Park in Inglewood, California. God bless you. And the area code, the number for that church, give them your phone number for the church, Evangelist Cummins.
That's 310-644-6422. 310-644-6422.
Amen, amen. So if you all need any information, you can contact them or you can always contact me. I have the information. Amen. I'm going to Evangelist Kinnaman. Amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God, with her, some remarks from her. And then we're going to go back to see if Minister Tillman has any remarks. And then we're going to bless the Lord and close out with a word of prayer because I'm getting ready for tomorrow. Amen. And we pray that it be God's will that we all can come back tomorrow and hear this young man of God on tomorrow. God bless you, Evangelist Kinnaman.
Praise God. Yes, truly, you know, we as God's people, we have to submit ourselves to God. And, you know, this flesh got to die. The Bible says the flesh got to die daily, you know, because the flesh will take over your mind and you'll be out of the will of God. A lot of people don't have that mind to fast and pray. But, you know, all they can say, well, I'm saved. Now, that's not going to get you into heaven, you know, because we have to deny this flesh daily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not just one day. Daily deny this flesh. And I know what prayer and fasting will do. Because
mm-hmm.
it will bring you, you can see the Holy Ghost. When you in the realm of God, fasting, praying, God will speak to you clearly. You can hear his voice.
Uh-huh.
And also he will tell you the things to come, what's going to happen. You know, he'll warn you about something. Because I know I know God for many, many years. I mentioned Evangelist Bernard, how God called me in the intercessory prayer. And he built me up then, doing the prayer at the Ella Willis Church, the Church of God in Christ in Oakland, California. And I agree with every word of God, and I enjoyed the message, Saint Bernard, but that is true. We
thank
won't
you.
Get a heaven reward if we don't deny
thank
this list.
All right.
You know, we have to. Bible, we have to deny ourselves. And Jesus denied himself. He was human and divine. He was on a 40-day fast, and the enemy tempted him. But, you know, he was an example for us that we have to do the same. He left
yes.
examples for us to follow as people
yes.
of God. And if we want to get closer to God and know more about him, only we can find Jesus in fast praying on our knees. And he will reveal whatever you want from the Lord. He will not hold no good thing from you. I'm a living witness.
Yeah.
He desire your heart and everything he said we can have on this earth. He will bring things to pass. And you
you're
bringing to pass. You don't have to worry because you're doing God's will. You're submitting
yeah.
yourself unto God, not unto man, but unto God. Okay?
Yeah.
And I praise God for the time he brought me years ago, and through the effect of prayer and fasting, it stopped the devil from taking my son out.
Oh.
I had shared this one time, shared a little testimony, and I'm through. I didn't know what was going on. When I was in the church all night long, a few more saints were there too. But when I got home, I heard somebody call me and said, oh, your son got shot. I wasn't even worried about nothing because God had me wrapped up in peace and joy. Cause, and when I talked to my son, I asked him what would happen. The next day I asked him after the prayer. And he was just going, walking the street, and a couple of guys wanted to rob, and he got away from them. And he ran, and they shot him, and he went to his grandmother's house. And he wasn't too far. And he called the ambulance and took him to the hospital. But I tell you what prayer would do. Prayer would stop a bullet. It's taking, I'm a little witness. If the devil can't take your children out.
Fasting
praying, that's our spiritual weapon. The Bible said put on the whole armor of God. If fasting praying is one of, it's two armors of God. Spiritual armor. And we got to be about our father's business.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm looking one day for the rewards God has for me in heaven.
Hallelujah.
He's going to reward you for the work you've done.
All right.
Not man. Man can reward you for this work.
Amen.
So just keep looking up, keep praying up, keep fasting up, and God will have your reward one day. And we'll live forever with Christ Jesus. No more dying, no more crying, no more heartaches, no more pain, no more sickness, no more death. Oh, the streets are painted with gold. Oh, Lord, that'll be a joyful day. So, saints, let's stick close to God. And let's continue to do his will in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Kinnaman. I'm going to go back and see if Minister Tillman.
Are
able to have some remarks? God bless you, Minister Tillman.
Who you get? That's all. Well, welcome this morning.
Go! Okay. She's busy. She works distributing food and to the community. So she's doing a great work down there in Denver, Colorado. Let me see. This is my sister, Dawn. God bless you, Dawn. You at home today?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened? You okay?
Uh-huh. I'm off today.
Oh, you're off today. The day is Thursday.
I know. Well, I got my time. Some of my days cut short. I'm not working every day no more.
Oh,
what happened? I work 4 days. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, God going to bless you when you're in them 4 days. God gonna bless you for your faithfulness to this broadcast, for your faithfulness to your family.
to your faithfulness, to your church family. So don't worry about a thing, baby. Hey, you can spend more time with the Lord now. Ah,
that's
hallelujah.
Right.
You can go to the community center, to the senior citizen home. Visit the sick. Visit those that's in prison. You got to. God wants some work out of you too, dog.
Yeah. You're right.
You know, when he opened up doors for us to work on these secular jobs, we know we got to pay our bills. But guess what? God said he'll rebuke the devourer for our sake. Hallelujah. Yeah, so them days you won't miss them. Because guess what? God's going to bring you into a closer relationship with him. And you're going to see God manifest some things in your life.
I receive that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I declare and decree it today, and Lord God, I'm bringing my sister before you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and I'm asking you to continue to touch her body, Lord God. Give her mind to change her diet, God. Say your name, in the name of Jesus, for whatever days that have been taken away from her, God, I'm asking you to meet every need, pay every bill on time. Don't let her want for nothing, God, in the name of Jesus, in the work that you have given her to do in our community, right there in that apartment building. Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell them that Jesus said, invite them to go to church. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we're going to continue to lift up Minister Thompson's wife, Wiseman Thompson. Bless her. In the name of Jesus, remember my little godson, Terrell Jr. They just did a circumcision on him. He's only a week old. A week old? Yeah, he's about a week old. No, he's about 10, 12 days old. And they did a circumcision on him, and they wind up cutting his urine, where his urine come out. And that shit can happen. So the grandmother was distraught about that, but we bringing that baby, we lifting that baby up in the name of Jesus and the stitches that they have to do, and we pray that there won't be no complications, Lord God, that he will grow up normal and healthy, and he wouldn't have no problem with his urine and with his private parts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, and even Dr. Bertha, Lord, that experienced difficulties getting on this line to bring that word today, God. That's all right. You always have a ram in the bush. We thank you for touching him right now, God. Oh, God,
yes,
even bless this conference on next week, the Miracle Faith and Prayer Conference, in the name of Jesus. Bless every soul that comes. Bless those that don't even know you, Lord. Bless where people will go down in your name, where people will repent and get healed and get delivered. Lord God, and remember Prophetess Cheryl Harrison in her prayer conference on this weekend, a fresh encounter with God. Let us come Saturday with a hunger and a thirst for the word, Lord God. Let souls be delivered there. Let minds be set free. In the name of Jesus, continue to lift up and encourage and touch our sons. Remember David Cummins today, Lord God. Wherever he's at right now, God, you know the prison where he's at, Lord God. Minister to his heart, Lord God. Let him be effective where he's at. Remember my son Jamal, God. Touch his mind. A new mindset this year. Remember Jarvis today, God. And even my sister Danielle, I bring up before you today, God. Oh, God, open up a door for her this year, for her release, Lord God, that she can come home and be free, and my mother still be here in the land of the living, the witnesses, in the name of Jesus. Remember Glenn Ness today, God. Oh, God, and remember Darryl Bellamy, Lord God. Remember, Lord, and all those that are in prison and sick and shut in, God. Remember them. Remember our president, Lord God, of the United States, President Barack Obama. Remember the first family in the name of Jesus. Remember every evangelist and every minister and every pastor and every apostle and every prophet and prophetess and every evangelist that come on this line and every sister and brother in Christ that come on this line. Remember them in the name of Jesus. Touch Minister Tillman, Lord God, down there in Denver, Colorado. Lord God, bring finances into her ministry where she can continue to feed in the community and she can continue to teach the word. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Remember Sister today, God, as she's there in Oakland, Lord God, the effectiveness that she had here in Stockton, witnessing to souls, Lord God. Let her be effective in Oakland, Lord God. Cover, Lord God. Bless her going out and her coming in. Let your blood cover, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you and we give you all the glory. Remember the Singleton family, Lord God, the Singleton group that's singing, Lord God, as they're at the Stellar Awards in Nashville, Tennessee. Bless them, God, to be connected. Lord God, and let the glory of the Lord be evident in their lives, Lord God. Remember Bishop Winston Singleton in Los Angeles. Remember Dr. Winston Singleton. And remember Bishop Alfred Singleton in Lansing, Michigan, the Singleton's group that was with us on yesterday, Lord God. Ah, God, and you just didn't call them the singer. You called them the minister. Hallelujah. Alfred the Third is a minister. He's a preacher. Hallelujah. So bless him, Lord God, and bless him to accept that calling that's on his life. Remember his father, Freddie, Bishop Alfred Singleton, Junior, Lord God. Remember him in a special way, Lord God, and continue to bless the minister, David Burns, that hosts the segment on Saturday, Lord God. Bless that segment they overcame. Remember our husband, David Burns, Lord God. Remember their growing children. Lord God, each and every one of them, and even remember my great-grandson, one that's going to be celebrating his birthday on Saturday, Caden, Lord God. Bless him to have a beautiful birthday, God. And also the one in New Orleans that's turning 2 years old on the 26th of this month, God. Remember him in a special way, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you praise. Go out and purchase that single. It's not in the stores. You can purchase it online as an MP3 single for 99 cents. It's called The Power of Love. Amen. And we're going to close out on today. We're just going to close out. I just feel led to close out with one of these oldies. Sir, Jesus, Paul. Jesus, I love calling your name. We'll see you on tomorrow. Remember, we have Apostle Jamel Cornell that's going to be with us on tomorrow. Bless any presence that was with us on the chat room on today. God bless you. Have a Jesus day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
God bless you all. Have a Jesus day. See you on tomorrow. Thank you, Evangelist Kinnaman, Evangelist Cunningham.